Today, I'll be interviewing my mom. First, what are your dreams for me? What do you want me to accomplish?
My dreams are to see you walk the aisle, graduating from college and becoming something you want to be. That's my dream. To see you accomplish as a person in life and to have your career that you want in life.
If you could hold on to a memory from your life forever, what would that be like?
It would be to have my kids on my arms when they were born and have that memory forever. I had my baby small in my arms, and also the memories when I used to take him to the park and they were small and little, and I had to play with them. And now they're all grown up and they don't need me to be around. So my memories are to have my child back when they were small, as babies and as toddlers.
Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
I was very happy, and I was very happy and emotional. I wanted to cry.
What was I like as a baby?
You were very impatient, and you were always moving around. You were a very active little girl. You never stopped. You're always running around, moving around, playing everywhere. So you were a very happy and active baby.
How would you like to be remembered as?
I would like to be remembered as a hardworking parent and a responsible and respected person, and as a giving and trustworthy person, which I think I am. That's the way I would like my kids to remember me, as a loving parent and a loving mom.
Who was the biggest influence person? The biggest influenced person in your life, and what lesson did she or he teach you?
The biggest influence on my life is my mom. She is the most hardest working person that I know, and she showed me that you could accomplish anything in life as long as you work hard on your goals you have. And she is the hardest working person I know.
You choose my name in the hospital, or was it, have you been thinking about it way before? Or was it just a random name?
Well, before you were born, we put a lot of thought into it. Me and your dad were talking about it, and we didn't have any names in common. I would give them names, different names.
Like what names?
I actually like a name, it was Alondra, but he didn't like it, and Destiny, but we didn't agree on it. So we had no name until you were born. He came up with Karina, and I liked this, so we both agreed on it, and that's how you got your name, Karina. You're dead.
Well, now, were you exhausted, like, being a mother?
It's tiring. It's a lot of work. You have to basically do everything for your child when they're babies. You have to feed them, bathe them, change them. They can't do anything by themselves. So it is a little tiring, but it's worth it. It's worth being a mom. I'm happy I have two kids, and I'm happy I was there for you guys when you guys were small. I never had to give you guys to a babysitter. I always took care of you and your brother when you were small. My
health. What does the future hold for you? Like, do you want to go back to college, or what do you want to do?
I think maybe in the future I would like to go to college when I have a little bit more time, and maybe get a small career, and become somebody besides just a mom. And maybe in the future I would like to... My dream is to have my kids graduated and buy myself a house when I am retired, so I could have a house to live in and have my kids come and visit. That's my dream, to have my kids become something in life and me have my own house to rest in when I retire.
What do you like once when I, me and my brother go off to like college or we're gone? Would you want to have another baby?
No, I think I would be a little too old and a little too tired to take care of a baby. They're a lot of work. Like I said, told you before, you have to take care of them from everything. They need you to be there from morning till night. It's a 24/7 job. I think by that time you guys go to off to college, I'll be a little tired for that. Maybe I'll get a pet or something.